turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the custom king of the SEO show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, our mission is pretty laser-focused. We're trying to understand how a specialized firm can achieve, well, dominance in local search.
And for some of the toughest businesses to rank, too. We're talking about home service providers.
Exactly. And in one of the most competitive markets you could possibly pick, Austin, Texas.
It's a fascinating area to explore because the source material we're digging into, SEO for Small Business Austin, it really just outlines a roadmap for digital survival.
Survival is the right word.
Yeah, I mean, for a plumber or an electrician, ranking isn't about vanity. It's about getting qualified calls when someone's facing an actual emergency. Yeah. The strategy has to be so specific.
It really does. If you're a business owner in a city like Austin, which is so sprawling and tech-savvy, that generic SEO playbook for, say, an e-commerce store, it just completely fails when a water heater bursts at 2 a.m.
It's useless.
So yeah, we're going to be dissecting the strategy of a firm called Austin Code Monkey. They dedicate themselves to this exact sector, and we want to see what makes their approach so effective and, you know, profitable for their clients.
Well, the first thing you have to get about home services is just how high stakes they are. You have these massive seasonal spikes.
Oh, like the Texas summer heat for HVAC companies.
Exactly that. And the conversion window for an emergency service is tiny. If the customer can't find you, trust you, and then call you in like 3 seconds, you have lost that job.
Wow.
That urgency, it changes the entire foundation of the SEO strategy.
That's a really powerful distinction. So it makes you wonder, why pay a specialized firm? Couldn't a smart local plumber just manage their own Google business profile and call it a day?
And that is the classic misconception. The source material really emphasizes that genuine success is about delivering measurable, tangible results.
Not just basic traffic.
Not at all. It requires constant adaptation. The methodology is all rooted in data. So first, you have to truly understand the client's business goals.
Right.
Are they after new construction jobs or emergency repairs?
Right, different targets.
Then a deep dive into the competition. And only then do you deploy these customized data-driven strategies that go way, way beyond just setting up a listing.
And crucially, the excerpts we looked at, they highlight this commitment to white hat SEO techniques.
Yeah, which means ethical, sustainable practices.
So we're talking about an investment for long-term authority, not some risky shortcut that gets you a quick rank.
Only to get you a devastating Google penalty 6 months down the line.
Yes.
And that sustainability is just, it's reputation management in this industry. I mean, if a contractor gets hit with a penalty and just vanishes from the search results, that loss of trust can literally kill the business.
So the specialized firm is really positioning itself as a reputable partner.
Exactly. They're ensuring that the authority they build is built to last.
Okay, so once that ethical foundation is in place, we move to the battlefield itself, which is getting found when a customer is actually searching.
Mm-hmm.
And in local markets, that means dominating one specific piece of real estate, the local pack.
That is it. That's the whole ball game. For home services, the local pack, you know, those three businesses you see right under the map at the top of the search results.
The prime real estate.
It's everything. If you're not there, you are, for all practical purposes, invisible. Especially for someone searching on their phone in the middle of an emergency.
So that raises the big question. How do you convince Google to actually feature you in that highly sought after pack?
Well, the strategies detailed here are hyper-local. The absolute centerpiece of visibility is, and this is non-negotiable, Google Business Profile Optimization, or GBP.
That's the modern digital storefront.
It is, but it's not passive.
Yeah.
It's not set it and forget it. Mm. It needs constant management, updates, posts.
And then there's this relentless focus on what seems like a basic detail, but it's critical. NAP consistency, name, address, phone number. Why is getting like one street number wrong on some random online directory such a huge problem for a business?
It's purely a trust signal for Google. Purely. If your name, address, and phone number aren't identical across every single directory, Yelp, Angie's List, the local chamber of commerce, then Google can't be 100% sure you are who you say you are. That inconsistency that just damages your confidence score And if Google lacks confidence,
they'll just promote a competitor who's done their homework.
Precisely.
And okay, beyond that technical consistency, home services really live or die by social proof.
Absolutely. The next layer is authentic review generation. The techniques they mention, they focus on integrating systems that make it incredibly easy for a satisfied customer to leave a review.
And just as important, right, is responding to them.
Just as important. Mm-hmm. Responding professionally and quickly to both the good and the bad feedback. That continuous flow of new high-quality reviews is absolutely critical for that local pack ranking.
So let's talk about the content on the site. I've seen so many generic service pages. How does a specialized firm like this make their keyword strategy different to signal that hyper-local trust?
This is where their strategy really shines. They are not just optimizing for high-volume generic terms like Plumber Austin.
Which is super expensive and competitive, I imagine.
It's expensive, competitive, and it often just attracts tire kickers. Instead, they target high-intent, location-specific keywords that actually drive qualified conversions.
Can you give us an example? What does that actually look like?
Sure. They focus on the long tail. So phrases like tankless water heater repair 78704.
So specific.
Or commercial HVAC maintenance round rock. These phrases have lower search volume, yes. But the person typing that in is like 90% ready to hire someone.
They know exactly what they need.
And the content they create specifically answers those needs. It proves the contractor operates directly in that neighborhood, which is so much more valuable than a generic page trying to rank for all of Central Texas.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. Looking at the full suite of technical services. So once the local profile is dialed in, a business needs a website that can actually support that lead generation.
Right.
And it all starts with a foundational deep dive.
The starting point is always the free SEO audit. And the source material is clear. This isn't just a sales tactic. You know, the diagnostic step.
Okay.
They analyze the existing performance. They identify all the technical issues that are actively holding the rankings down. And then they provide a customized roadmap that prioritizes fixes based on potential return on investment.
And after that diagnosis, we get into the weeds of the back-end performance, the stuff the average user never sees, but that Google absolutely demands.
Mm-hmm. Technical SEO.
So why does an emergency plumber need to be obsessed with something like site speed? Is it just about convenience?
It is absolutely essential, and the stakes are so much higher for emergency services. Site speed is a core ranking factor, sure, but more importantly, it's a conversion factor. Think about it. If someone is panicking about a broken AC in 100-degree heat, and your site takes 6 seconds to load on their phone,
they're gone.
They are gone. They've hit the back button, and they're calling your competitor. Google penalizes slow sites because they deliver a poor user experience, especially on mobile, which is just non-negotiable today.
So we're talking about mobile responsiveness, fixing crawl errors, making sure things like robots.txt and XML sitemaps are all configured correctly so Google can even index the site efficiently.
Precisely. And then you add another layer on top of that. Structured data markup or schema markup.
Okay, what's that?
Think of it like translating your website into a language that Google and AI can truly understand. You're not just saying this is a phone number, you're using code to tell Google. Mm. This is the primary contact phone number for a licensed HVAC tech who is available 247 in the 78704 zip code.
Wow, so you're giving it so much more context.
And that context significantly improves your ranking chances because the search engine can categorize your business perfectly.
That data organization seems so foundational. Let's pivot a bit to content and link building. It sounds like they focus on creating content that builds authority by genuinely answering customer questions.
Correct. It's not just a sales pitch. The goal is to build topical authority.
Right.
So if you're one of their clients, you might have a blog post on common causes of foundation leaks in Central Austin clay soil, or an FAQ section explaining the new city permits for electrical work. This stuff signals expertise to both the customer and the search engines.
And the link building part is so critical for domain authority. But you hear a lot of horror stories about link building. How do they make sure they're earning high quality white hat links?
It takes genuine local networking. So instead of buying sketchy links, they focus on earning them from reputable Austin area websites. For instance, if their roofer client sponsors a local neighborhood event in Zilker Park, they make sure the client gets a quality backlink from that event's community blog. They seek out links from industry directories and local organizations that Google already trusts. That drives up the client's domain authority naturally.
Okay, now let's step a little bit into the future, which the source explicitly addresses. It calls it AI search optimization, or AIO.
Mm-hmm.
If a company is already ranking number one on Google, why do they need to worry about being cited by something like Gemini or Claude? What is the practical difference for a home service business?
AIO is all about recognizing that search is becoming conversational. It's becoming curated. It's about positioning the brand to be accurately discovered, cited, and recommended by these AI assistants.
So when a customer asks an AI...
Right. If a customer asks who is the best electrician in Cedar Park for emergency services, the AI relies so heavily on well-structured data and perceived authority to generate that answer.
So you're not just optimizing for the 10 blue links anymore. You're optimizing to make sure that the large language models pull the correct, highly structured, geo-relevant data from your site.
Exactly. So your business becomes the authoritative recommendation. The AI assistant is basically a new type of filter. If your site's structure is a mess, even if you rank well traditionally, the AI might just choose a competitor with cleaner data because it can process that information more confidently.
That technical integration leads right into the next piece, which is how integrated all these services are. I mean, if a client gets perfect technical SEO, but their website looks amateurish,
it's all wasted.
All that ranking work is wasted on the conversion.
Absolutely. The technical work and the visual work have to be seamless. And that's why the firm integrates graphic design and visual brand identity. For a home service business, that first impression has to screen professionalism and trustworthiness.
Which means it's not just a nice logo design.
No.
It's website design and development that is fundamentally built for conversion.
That is the key. The sites they build are modern, mobile responsive, of course, but they prioritize conversion features. So, you know, highly visible call to action buttons for emergency calls, easy to find service area maps, prominent placement for those all-important customer reviews.
You're just reducing the friction.
You're reducing the friction between the panic search and the actual phone call.
And this professional look, it extends to the physical world too. All the marketing collateral.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure the branding on business cards, brochures, even the vehicle wraps is consistent with the digital brand.
It is the final piece of that trust puzzle. When the technician pulls up to your driveway, that professional, consistent branding reinforces the legitimacy you saw online. It completes the credibility loop.
So we've seen the strategy. It's technical, it's ethical, it's content-driven. What does this all mean when it's actually applied locally? I mean, we're talking about an Austin SEO company. How does that deep local knowledge give them a competitive advantage?
A national agency can optimize for Austin TX. A specialized local firm understands the nuance of Austin. They understand the seasonal variations, like when humidity dictates HVAC demand versus when a cold snap dictates heating repair.
They know the rhythm of the city.
And more critically, they understand customer behaviors tied to specific neighborhoods.
Right. They don't just say Austin. They get granular. The source material actually outlines specific geographic service areas they focus on.
And that reveals their depth. They distinguish between, say, the dense high-rise environment of central Austin, so downtown South Congress, and the affluent high-income residential areas like West Austin, Westlake Hills, Tarrytown.
The services needed and the cost tolerance in those areas are completely different.
Completely different. So the keyword targeting and the content tone have to shift accordingly.
And they also acknowledge the massive growth zones, which are just huge drivers of new home service demand right now.
Precisely. They include the greater Austin communities, so Cedar Park, Leander, Round Rock, and then south of Austin like Kyle and Buda, plus the wealthy lakeside areas of Lakeway and Bee Cave.
So optimizing for HVAC installation Leander is a totally different game than historical home plumbing repair Zilker Park.
It is, and that hyper-local specialization ensures every single optimization dollar is spent targeting a qualified lead in an area the business can actually serve efficiently.
That focus really does ensure they're generating leads exactly where the business can operate. And just to wrap up the specifics for you, the listener, the firm emphasizes transparency. They're available Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and they provide detailed monthly reports on progress.
Yeah, keyword rankings, traffic, conversion rates.
So the client always knows their ROI.
That transparency it's the handshake of an ethical partnership. I think the key takeaway for you, the learner, is that effective digital growth for these specialized local businesses, it isn't a checklist. It is an integrated system.
Mm.
It requires combining technical excellence, targeted local optimization that gets down to the neighborhood level, and a trustworthy visual brand. All three have to work together seamlessly.
And a crucial final reminder, something they note in their FAQ section. SEO is a long-term investment. They stress that you typically start to see meaningful results, not just tiny bumps, but real results within 3 to 6 months.
With continued improvement after that.
Right. And ethical companies focus on sustainable growth. That's why they explicitly refuse to offer those quick first-page ranking guarantees.
So it leaves you with this final thought, right? Given that search engine algorithms, and now AI assistant recommendations, are constantly evolving, how much of a small business's long-term digital authority hinges on constantly adapting its underlying technical structure, you know, the robust structured data and site speed.
Versus the more visible marketing efforts like content and link building.
Yeah. It's a dynamic balance that these specialized firms have to navigate every single day to keep their clients competitive.
Something to mull over as you assess the digital structure of your own business or field. That's all the time we have for this deep dive.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com. Austin Code Monkey, working all night. SEO is making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code-slinging king of the SEO show.